Scott McClellan speaks out. He's the former White House press secretary for George W. Bush. His book entitled What Happened has just been released. His grandfather, Dean Keaton, used to say that everyone should strive to make a difference. This book will make a difference, for it confirms much of what has been expressed by outsiders, now confirmed from this insider's viewpoint. Did it betray the White House or not? That remains to be answered. Scott McClellan's father, Barr McClellan, published Blood, Money, and Power, How LBJ Killed JFK in 2003. It became a bestseller in November of that year. In the book, Barr McClellan presents a theory that Lyndon Baines Johnson and Edward Clark were involved in the planning and cover-up of the Kennedy assassination. Barr McClellan also named Malcolm Wallace as one of the assassins in the JFK assassination conspiracy. In Scott's book, he lists in there Iraqi war propaganda was used to get that war going, to get justification marshaled together to prosecute that war. But were they, instead of weapons of mass destruction existing there, there were uses of weapons of mass deception. Karl Rove is also enumerated in the book as having met to fend off certain legal prosecutions. Truth or cow patties? It remains to be seen if this is truth or cow patties, but it is an insider's viewpoint, and I would tend to lean towards truth more than anything. It is quite sensational, but why now? It has a greater commercial value at this time than it would later, so that answers that question. False claims made to launch the war? Yes, I believe this is an insider's view that will answer some of those claims. There was well over $300 billion owed by Iraq to different parties before we attacked Iraq. Perhaps we were foreclosing the country, and also there were oil interests and oil security at stake. This book will be a Democratic gift to Barack Obama, and it will greatly benefit the Democratic election campaign. This is George Butler with Green City Network News. Thank you for listening.